I'm Mackenzie Bates, Alabama Public Radio News. There is a new development in the case of an Alabama boy who was taken from his mother 13 years ago. APR's Taylor Sweeney has the latest.
Bobby Hernandez is being held on $250,000 bond. Prosecutors claim he abducted his own son 13 years ago from his home in Vestavia Hills. A preliminary trial that was scheduled for today in Cleveland, Ohio, has been canceled. Hernandez faces tampering charges in Ohio. Prosecutors allege that Hernandez kidnapped Julian in 2002 when the boy was just 5 years old. Julian recognized that his Social Security number didn't match his name when he applied to college. That's when Julian says he discovered he had been taken from his mother's custody in Alabama. Celebrity lawyer Gloria Allred has been hired to represent Julian's mother. For APR News, I'm Taylor Sweeney.
The aunt of a missing South Alabama teenager has been sentenced on sodomy and child sex abuse charges. Mobile County Circuit Court records say Mindy Wood was sentenced today to 20 years on each charge. Her sentences will run consecutively. Authorities say 19-year-old Brittany Wood was last seen in 2012 and is presumed dead. Authorities believe she was among the young victims of a group of relatives and friends who sexually abused their own children and swapped them for sex for years. The teen was last seen with her uncle Donnie Holland, who was found with a gunshot to the head and died in what was ruled a suicide after Wood disappeared. A new study says several Alabama cities are having a hard time holding on to their money. The new report from the online financial site WalletHub puts Birmingham among cities that are the worst in credit scores, saving, and earning money. Several other Alabama cities ranked in the bottom 10. Jill Gonzalez is a spokeswoman for WalletHub. She says there are many factors that contribute to wallet wellness in a city.
First, we just looked at the median annual income adjusted by cost of living. In Birmingham and the Mobile area, it's about $32,000 by year. That's on the lower side. We saw upwards of $80,000 in some of these cities that performed a lot better.
Gonzalez says with Black Friday and the start of holiday shopping season coming up, setting a budget can help keep consumers out of financial trouble. In the Tennessee Valley tonight, clear skies, lows in the lower 40s. Sunny skies Friday with highs in the lower 60s. Mostly clear skies in central and west Alabama tonight with lows in the mid-40s, and mostly sunny skies Friday with highs in the mid-60s. Mobile and the Gulf Coast will have mostly clear skies tonight with lows in the lower 50s and sunshine and lots of it Friday with highs in the upper 60s. Reporting for Alabama Public Radio News, I'm Mackenzie Bates.